They're hot on the trail. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. With just 1 week left to Election Day,
I just think the independents and even some center-left Democrats, they can't handle 40-year high inflation.
Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp blames the president's agenda and says his Democratic challenger, Stacey Abrams, would bring more of the same.
I want you to know that you have a United States senator who understands the struggles of hardworking families.
Georgia's Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock trying to fend off a challenge from former football star Herschel Walker. President Biden will rally for Democrats in Florida tonight. First, he'll hold an event on Social Security and Medicare, accusing Republicans of wanting to slash it. That's echoed in Wisconsin by Democrat Mandela Barnes, who's trying to unseat Republican Senator Ron Johnson.
It is the person who is putting your retirement security on the line. He's coming after Social Security and Medicare, putting on a chopping block.
Johnson says Republicans want to save Social Security and unify the nation. The new Fox News power rankings show shifts mostly in favor of Republicans.
In the Senate, the toss-up races of Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Nevada remain. But Florida's Senate seat went from lean to likely Republican. And Washington's Senate seat has moved from solid to likely Democrat. In the House, it's now down to 26 toss-up seats as 7 seats move out of the toss-up category and toward Republicans, including North Carolina's 7th as well as Oregon's 5th. Another 5 seats moved from lean Democrat to toss-up, including California Congresswoman Katie Porter's seat, though 5 seats shifted in favor of Democrats.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, the overall projection, a Republican take-back of the House with the Senate up for grabs. The man accused of attacking House Speaker Pelosi's husband with a hammer in their California home is due in court today. He is facing both federal and state charges. Court papers show he wanted to hold the speaker hostage. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Another major U.S. retailer is facing a worker vote on whether to unionize.
Voting starts today for employees of a Northeast Philadelphia Home Depot store as they weigh organizing a union. If they're successful, it would be the first unionized Home Depot in the U.S. Organizers for Home Depot Workers United filed a petition to hold a union election back in September, with signatures representing merchandising, specialty, and operations employees. It's the latest in a string of union votes at big retailers, including Starbucks and Amazon. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
New research shows vaccinating pregnant women helped protect their newborns from the common but scary respiratory virus known as RSV. Pfizer says a large international study found vaccinating moms-to-be was nearly 82% effective at preventing severe cases of RSV in their baby's most vulnerable first 90 days of life and 69% effective at age 6 months. For now, study continues. A piano with bite marks is a piece of history in search of the right home.
The Steinway Grand Piano, once owned in New Jersey by Thomas Alva Edison, complete with teeth marks roughing up the black lacquer. Seems Edison was becoming hard of hearing, so when a musician played his grand piano, Edison would lean in close, pressing his teeth into the wood so he could experience the vibrations in his skull. To hear through my teeth, explained the great inventor. The Model B, as in bites, purchased from Steinway & Sons in 1890 while he was experimenting with sound recording.
Fox's Therese Crowley, a collector in Woodstock, New York, bought the piano at an estate sale last year, hoping an appropriate historic site will buy it instead of leaving it in private hands. Wall Street on edge as the Fed begins a two-day meeting. A new report on more job openings could make it more likely they'll keep up with aggressive interest rate hikes for longer. The Dow's down 132. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.